Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
Good morning. Okay, well, sit back. I want to tell you a little story, one that has an important lesson baked into it. So a while back, it's my wife and I's weekly date night, and I think I'm doing pretty good as we go along. So I asked my wife, okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rank this date night? She says, an 8. So then I asked, well, what would it take to make it a 10 tonight? She said, I want you to watch The Notebook with me. Inside my head, I scream, no, but I want a 10. So I do it. I watch it again. Damn, that movie is corny. I forgot how corny, in fact. The point of the story begins here. Now, it's Saturday. My wife tells me that she wants me to install a doggy door in our garage door. Anything other than a pen and a fork in my hand, and I become dangerous. So I say, I'd be happy to hire someone to come over and do that for you. Then she says, oh, well, Noah could restore a 200-year-old home, but you can't install a doggy door? What, I think? Later, I ask her what she'd like to do for some fun that day. She says, if you want to take me out in a rowboat surrounded by hundreds of geese, that would be nice. Then I'd like you to dance with me in the middle of the street. Now I know I'm in trouble. If you have no idea what I'm talking about right here, good for you. And keep that damn Notebook movie out of your house and out of the head of your spouse. Then when we get into bed and I start reading as we normally do, she gets into bed and she just looks at me oddly. Not in a good way, let me say. I ask her, well, aren't you gonna read? She says, no, I want you to read to me. I said, but this is my book. Aren't you reading something already? She said, well, Noah read to Allie every single day and you can't even read to me for one night? Oi, they, uncle, I tap out. I've talked about how commercial marketing uses the law of contrast to help you feel like crap so that marketers can portray a need for something that you didn't know that you needed. Well, Hollywood uses the same tactic, and it is falsifying our reality and setting us husbands and the rest of us up to fail. You see, we only understand ourselves by comparison to someone or something else. For the most part, we only know if we're doing well or poorly by contrasting ourselves with others. Thus, whether we are satisfied and happy with ourselves depends largely on who we're comparing ourselves to. For example, the guy in Mogadishu who gets 2 full meals a day versus the one meal that everyone around him receives, he feels like a king. Yet some people in America think that if they don't have the latest Louis Vuitton handbag or whatever, they're living like a pauper. Our perspective has gotten way out of whack in the Western world. And that is because we're constantly bombarded with exaggerated and falsified reference points, our points of contrast, showing us all the things that we don't have and all the things that we are not. And one of the biggest culprits to this is Hollywood. Hollywood is in the drama, entertainment, and feel-good business. It's an industry built on happy endings. And that's all fine and good, but much of the industry perverts our perspective. You see, we see the epic love affair between Rhett Butler and Scarlett O'Hara, Gordon Gekko's perfect pitch at the stockholders meeting, George Bailey's rags to riches wonderful life, James Bond snowmobiling over helicopters, or Roy Hobbs hitting it out of the park, exploding the stadium lights in the bottom of the ninth, grasping victory just in the nick of time. The problem is this: we consciously or subconsciously start comparing our life to these well-scripted CGI-enhanced images or characters or lives that we see on the big screen. The most disparaging aspect is we start to believe that we should be able to obtain this great love, this great victory, conquest, fame, or wealth in the same 96 minutes that it takes for a movie. Life is exactly the opposite of the movies. The real story be told, the journey towards success is ordinary. Success is ordinary. It's tedious, it's unexciting, and it's very unsexy. Don't let Hollywood's artificial contrast reference point falsify the reality of what it really takes to be successful. Simple, consistent, planned, prepared, and skilled discipline applied every day. Compounded over time, accumulates towards, finally, great success, happiness, and prosperity. A fairy tale life is possible. And happy endings do exist. They just take years of arduous and steadfast discipline work, which doesn't necessarily make for gripping scenes or riveting movies.